CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is the Tribune Audio Network.
The thought that this may be life, this might be it, is inconceivable. I just keep thinking, the thought that you are here filming us seems surreal. And I've lived this now 15 months, 24 hours a day, nonstop, thinking about it, and I just still cannot believe this is our family.
Over the course of nearly 35 years as a reporter, I've interviewed presidents, Super Bowl champions, and rock stars. But I have never heard a story like this.
For everybody else, they get to graduate, get the car, you know, go to prom and remember it. And I wanted to experience that stuff. I wanted to be happy.
That's Sarah Little. She's talking about her younger sister, Caitlin. Caitlin seemed to have it all going for her as a freshman and star runner at her high school. But it was one day at practice that changed everything, not just in her life, but for her entire family.
Like, I saw what happened. I was there on the day.
From the Tribune Audio Network, I'm Fox 8's Bob Buckley, and this is Caitlin Can't Remember. It's a little past 6 in the morning on a school day, and most of the Little family is up and going, eating breakfast in the kitchen, watching the local news.
Daniel, did you sleep tight last night?
Caitlin's still asleep downstairs in the basement in a room that she shares with her sister Sarah. It's into that room that Chris Little, Caitlin's dad, comes each morning to begin the ritual that has defined their lives for nearly 500 days now.
Caitlin! Yes, we are. So when I go to get Caitlin up, I try to tell her what the temperature's going to be, whether it's raining or not.
But first, he has to tell her what day it is.
Hey, today is January the 16th. It's about 25 degrees out. It's got to be about 50 degrees today.
Every day for the last 16 months, Caitlin has woken up thinking it's the day after her accident. She wakes up every day thinking it's Friday, October 13th, 2017. And every morning, her dad tells her what happened.
I am very impressed and amazed that you never push back on that. You'll say you had a little accident at cross-country practice, and it's been a while, and there's your journal to remind you what you did. And you never tell him, no, I didn't.
Well, I may think that.
Hey, maybe.
Yeah, but then I look around, I'm like, things are different. So if the facts line up with what he says, then I say, okay, I guess that's how it is.
The first full episode of Caitlin Can't Remember drops on February 28th. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a production of the Tribune Audio Network.